This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. Good morning. I'm Roshan Kanisan, and welcome to Open for Business, the show that dives into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. This morning on the show, we've got Casper Fu and TJT, co-founders of financial planning platform Finalist. Born amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, this Malaysian startup wants to simplify the financial planning process for both clients and planners, and earlier this year unveiled their new platform to help people do just that. Finalist says that the platform is designed to enhance financial health, employing advanced technology to streamline cash flow management, investment strategies, and insurance planning, all in the aims of providing personalized financial plans, pinpoint potential shortfalls, and enhance wealth growth. And of course, helping streamline that advisor-client relationships that many in the industry prioritize. Today, we are exploring the tech behind the platform and how they've built the platform, as well as their origins, where the business is today, and their ambitions in the longer run. Gentlemen, welcome to Open for Business. How are you both feeling this morning?
Good morning. Feeling great.
Morning, Roshan. Glad to be here.
Yeah, the week after holiday.
Yeah, everyone's fresh, a bit right? Slow. Everyone's a bit slow today.
Yeah, yeah, that's correct.
You know, when we look at financial planning platforms, you're by no means the first to enter this space, right? And there are other competitors in the market. But when we look at why people start different things, the why can be really important, right? So first and foremost, what is the problem here that you're trying to solve? Because you're not the first to do this. Mm-hmm. So is there how big is this problem here?
Okay, so basically for us, for me especially, we're actually quite long in the business already. Started from the insurance background, right? So what we can see is we can see a lot of agents especially looking at high ticket sales, mm-hmm. Trying to close that kind of big deal. And also there's another big problem that a lot of us suffer in the industry, which is the sustainability. We can see a lot of people that join in the industry can actually just, you know, be missing out after 2 years because they don't see any ways to how to continue in the business. So for us, and also one more thing, another co-founder of Finalist, which is my brother, Eric. So we can see him practicing the financial planning in his insurance background. Mm-hmm. And he managed to actually close some big deals with just using some very old school kind of software, you know, those kind of Excel looks like, not even like appetizing. So we know that a lot of people trying to find this so-called holy grail on closing big ticket sales and what is the thing that actually can make them sustain in the business instead of, you know, after 1 or 2 years closing all the deals around their friends and family, then what's next?
Yeah. Casper, could you elaborate on what you mean by big ticket sales? Because people who maybe in the industry kind of listening to this as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I can say most of, take insurance as an example because mm-hmm. That's what I'm familiar with. So an average case size on insurance, I would say people are paying like $3,000-$4,000 a year for their premium, for their health insurance, things like that. But there are also a lot of agents trying to, you know, move a little step to their game, you know, trying to close some premium they are close to $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000, for example. But of course, I'm not saying that they just want this, close all these big numbers because they want to look good, but they're actually solving their client's problem at the same time. Mm-hmm. So those, a lot of agents, especially joining the industry fresh, they don't know how to do this. So maybe they manage to close one or two in luck, but what can be the one that actually give them a reputable at this kind of scale? So they're looking for the holy grail, how to close this big ticket sales. But at the same time, because for a lot of agents, they might looking at a high net worth client, but most average agents, they also don't know like what will be the way to move them from this to that level to able to talk to these so-called high net worth clients to offer them this kind of solution because they might lack of the skill set. I'm not sure, but there must be something, you know, they're looking at.
I mean, yeah. There's only so much that your platform can do if they don't know the product that they're selling, right?
Yes, that's true.
They need to have that level of understanding minimum.
Correct.
But I guess the thing that you're talking about is, I'm sure everyone who's listening has been sold some insurance policy in their life.
Yeah.
And usually there's always a deck, there's always some kind of presentation, and it's very static.
Correct.
It's very, there's not a lot that you can illustrate with that, and it's maybe papers, maybe a tablet on one side.
Yeah.
What you're trying to do with your platform, it seems like, is provide a more dynamic way of selling different products out there. Do I have that about right?
Yes. So I would say is we solve the whole financial needs of clients. For example, like you mentioned just now, everyone got their insurance. So there's another next question I can ask, like you're paying like 300 a month or 500 a month, so to get this certain X amount of protection. So the next question I might can ask back to all the everyone is that, why not protect like yourself at 1 million? Why not 1.5 million or why not 3 million? What would be the right amount to get yourself insured? And also the investment side, what would be the right investment amount? So whether, let's say you're investing 500 a month or 1,000 a month. So what is the exact number that you actually should be looking at? So you don't pay extra and you don't pay less as well. So or you actually need to pay more. So we finalists, we're able to solve all these pinpoint down to each person because it's very tailor-made to everyone because we do a lot of KYC in the process and it able to pinpoint down to the exact figure that should be like getting their themselves insured and as well how much they should be investing, for example.
Yeah, I mean, that does seem to be a big insurance focus right now. I mean, probably because of your background in the insurance industry. But you're still in the financial space, correct?
You haven't
quit your job to start this business yet.
No, just yet.
So that's, you seem to be on the having that little bit of that insurance experience, that financial experience. DJ, let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you're bringing to the table here in building this platform.
Hi, Roshan. Hi. Both Janice and myself are co-founders of AlphaPod. We have experience in the tech industry, or specifically in software development design. We've had over 20 years of experience. So AlphaPod is a company that we co-founded together. It's a mobile-first digital product studio headquartered in KL. And we've been in this business for about 15 years.
So you're tech and product?
Yes.
So what you're bringing to the space is, Casper has an idea.
Yeah.
You're helping bring that idea to life.
Pretty much, simply put, yeah.
So you've come together. Yeah. How did you two meet? Like, co-founders, you know, there are so many different ways they come together. Obviously, you, Casper, you needed a tech co-founder on this.
Yes.
So what was that journey like when you were looking for a co-founder to help build this up?
All right. So basically, I actually came from Ipoh. So my agency and everything actually is from Ipoh. So even the financial planning firm, that one is in KL. So what happened is in KL, I'm actually based in a co-working space. Mm-hmm. You know? So in co-working space, you're basically surrounded by all these startups and tech and all these things. So yeah. So after my brother, like I mentioned earlier, that he managed to...
Your brother Eric.
Yeah, Eric. So close all these kind of big deals with just using a not so good software, right? So we actually have the idea as in how if we can manage to build something even nicer and able to scale it, because the financial planning idea sounds complex to a lot of people, but we know that it's actually not that complicated if you understand the gist of it, right? So we do have a talk on it, especially during COVID, you know, everyone got so much free time. We said, let's build something about it. And with my so-called experience, you know, surrounding around with all these tech people, I have some idea about how this so-called startup journey be like. So then when we have this idea, we have the knowledge. Next is we have to look for a tech partner. So we do survey around a lot. So eventually we land with about 3 to 4 potential partners. But in startup scene, we know co-founder is a make or break. In fact, it's a number one thing that you look at when you start a business. Same with all the VCs when they look for it, right? Because if you manage to find a good co-founder, it's like you get into a good marriage, you know, things will work out perfectly. So we come out, we talk to everyone. So eventually AlphaPod is the one that, you know, when we sit down, we know we clicked right away.
So you had a tender process and then you had a vibe check also.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's very important. And the good thing is they've been working with some,
for sure.
Some financial companies before. So they already have some sort of idea and background, plus with their experience and all that. And, you know, we almost sit down and talk for like 1.5 to 2 hours just to, like, everyone was so impressed with each other, things like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this probably is the way to go.
And you know, DJ, for you, embarking on this project as well, now as a co-founder with AlphaPod, building this up, I presume. You, I guess before you committed, you must have known that this was going to take time, right? This is going to be a long-term project here. Yeah. So what gave you that conviction to be like, hey, you know what, this is a good idea. I want to be part of this for the long term. All right, Casper, let's do this together. I'll be your tech partner for this. Why have you joined this project?
Well, I thought, like, you know, early on when I first met Casper, that fateful day at Starbucks, we kind of knew that, I knew that this was really interesting, an interesting problem to solve. And I'm personally from a design background. You know, I specialize in UI, UX. And when Casper was describing the industry and the challenges that, you know, planners and agents were facing, I saw it in terms of pictures. I saw the solution in terms of how it would look like almost immediately. And I'm not a numbers person. Janice is. She's the one with the Masters of Finance. So, but the fact that if we could create a product or we could create a solution that could educate people like me in a visual format that I could easily understand, I think it would make for a really interesting solution. And I, you know, and my guess is that there are thousands of people just like me out there to take something so maybe seemingly complicated and making it simple, really easy to understand for both me as a customer and for, you know, for planners and agents who might not be super tech savvy to begin with, to use and to deliver, you know, to advise their clients and to recommend products. I think that's an interesting problem to solve. And that was, you know, really the reason why we were like, you know, let's go with this. Let's not just give it a shot, but let's invest in this because we see the potential in it.
Gentlemen, we're going to go into a few messages. When we come back, we'll talk more about the journey and the origin, but also how the building of this product was like and what are you doing to build a moat for yourselves, given that this is not the only product in the market? Folks, I've been speaking with Casper Fu and TJT, co-founders of financial planning platform Finalist. I'm Roshan Kennison. You're listening to Open for Business. We'll be back in just a bit, so keep you here at BFM 89.9, the business station.
Binge-friendly movies. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to Open for Business. I'm Roshan Kanasan, and this morning I'm speaking with Casper Fu and TJT, co-founders of financial planning platform Finalist. Gentlemen, earlier we talked a little bit about what brought you into this space. And between the two of you, Casper, you have the industry background, having been in the insurance space. TJ, you bring the tech and product side of things, having had a software development firm, AlphaPod. Is it, that's correct, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, for you two to... So the part of the thing that intrigued you, TJ, was the process of building this, right? Because you already had your own business building products for other people as well.
Clients, yeah.
For clients. Here, you've taken a step and taken equity in building this and not just the product itself, building a business over the longer term. Casper, you yourself, already in the insurance business, you've been in the financial planning industry for a while. And you're still doing that.
Oh, yeah.
But you're also building this. So even though you do have your respective careers, there is some time and attention that's being taken away from that to focus on this. So what has given you both, I guess, that confidence to take that time away from your main businesses and possibly even funding and capital and invest it in this venture?
All right. For me, I think passion is definitely the number one thing. You see, the moment that I born into this world, I basically leave a family of insurance. So my all family started from this. And my brother eventually, after graduated, ventured into financial planning, taking up the CFP, the Certified Financial Planner course, mm-hmm. which I eventually follow up as well. So we really have something about this finance thing. We really want to make things work, you see, in the industry. Mm-hmm. Plus, because we are also involved in an agency, which we do a lot of trainings and all that. So we know that people always ask this kind of question for us and always trying to practice a financial planning way of doing business. But whenever it comes to really in the field that practicing it, they always face problem and they always come back to us and ask us about all these things. So it becomes a time that we think, since we're already in the line and we are doing this our own and we have to use it, why not we just build this thing? And it naturally comes to us. We don't think this is like an effort that we have to put, you know, mm-hmm. to, or it's stressing and it's nothing, because it's what we've been doing every day. Plus this thing actually comes in and it just become another add on top on what we've been doing anyway. So, and we're passionate about doing it, and we feel that, you know, the energy just comes naturally, you know, when we're going to start this. Yeah. Mm.
And passion is important, Casper, but at the end of the day, if we look at the industry itself,
yeah,
there are already solutions in play, right? I mean, yes, not all of them are great. People are using spreadsheets and
correct.
Presentation decks manually built to correct. Kind of deal with the kind of demonstrate and show products today, or they create their own systems, also probably from Excel.
Correct.
Others are using software such as GoalsMapper or maybe a 360F solution, which correct. Can custom create things for some of the bigger players. Then there are also financial planning firms that are going direct to consumers, mm-hmm. Things like CashCool, Moolah Advisory, so mm-hmm. D2C products here. What is the competitive advantage that you think finalists will have in this space?
Okay, moving into this space, we do, of course, we're going to do our research and see what's happening around, right? So even our companies, some big companies, they do start to venture into all this digital transformation, as well as some competitors that you mentioned. But we do realize there's a lot of good products in the market, but a lot of good products as well comes with certain complexity because it's not developed locally. So some products came from US or Singapore or such. So sometimes when we look at it, we think that you normal users, they have to have certain kind of financial knowledge or certain kind of training before they can actually fully embark on all the functionalities within the product. But for us, we want to work this thing a little bit differently because, like I mentioned earlier, we came from an agency and we're already in the industry for long enough. We know that Malaysians, especially, I don't know, that they want something easier to understand, easier to pass on, even from some leaders to train their newly recruited agents, for example. Mm. So we want a different style kind of software, as in is visually appealing, easy to understand. And when you present your solutions to your customer, they get excited about it as well. So we just want that a little bit different, as in it's easier for even my auntie, uncles or my mom to understand it. So, yeah.
So you're trying to build a product here that is going to make conversion for different financial products easier.
Yes. And plus, if you're talking about big companies, they develop their own product, but they're always geared towards their nature. For example, insurance company built their financial planning apps or product, but it gears towards just soft insurance only. Mm-hmm. Same goes with investment firms like unit trust firms. They build certain kind of software to solve certain kind of solutions from their the product that they offer. Mm-hmm. But what we're trying to do here is we're going to build something that actually to solve the whole financial planning things as a whole, from insurance to investment to cash flow to even some goals that you want in your life, like mm-hmm. you want to buy a new house. And
now that sounds a lot like GoalsMapper. I've used GoalsMapper in my past life. So that focuses on financial planning.
Correct.
Obviously, it's a firm from Singapore, so some things needed tweaking. Yes. And early on, we used to give them a lot of feedback about that.
Yes.
This is clearly one of the players you're going to be competing against.
Yes, directly against, yeah.
What makes you different from what they're doing?
Okay, what I'm going to say here is, to the answer is, we are much simpler to understand.
Okay.
So that's our main goal since day one, that we look at our tech partner. We want someone that specializes in UI UX. That's why TJ is the one that specializes in doing that, you know. Although I don't say the simple is, which means it comes to down in the functionality of software, but that's not the case. Because, and that's also one of the reasons that it took us so long to finalize the product, because we want to junk all these so-called complicated financials, calculations and all that into such a simple and easy to use UI interface. That takes us a long time.
You've been working on this for 2-3 years.
Oh, right? Yeah. So that is the main thing that we spend time and money on, you know, to simplify the thing while it's so powerful that it solves the problem as crazy as the goose mapper that can solve. Mm. So we want it to adapt to a wider market because we want everyone can use it, not just financial planners. We want insurance agents, and then we want all the unit trust agents, same with all the wealth advisor, can actually adopt it to their own. So we can even saying that we try to create this product so easy that the other bigger companies can just white label it and just use it without any trainings. So that's where we spend most of our time, money on. So we want to make things simple and powerful at the same time.
So the target market, what financial planning really is a smaller component of that, given that there are not as many financial planners as there are unit trust agents and insurance agents out there. Also as a distribution force for products from all the big insurance companies and asset managers out there. We'll talk a little bit about the tech behind this, but after the news bulletin. Folks, you've been listening to my conversation with Casper Fu and TJT, co-founders of financial planning platform Finalist. I'm Roshan Kanasin. So keep it here to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Burden-free Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to Open for Business. I'm Roshan Kanasin, and this morning I've been speaking with Casper Fu and TJT, co-founders of Finalist, a financial planning platform. Let's talk a little bit about the tech side of this equation, because Casper, you've talked a lot to us about why you're doing this and the conversion element of this, right? It's essentially a more professional way of for agents and insurance agents and unit trust agents to go to clients and show what their products can do, their solutions, what they can solve. But, you know, the idea you had in the middle of the pandemic takes time, effort, and a TJ to help bring to life end of the day, right? So TJ, talk to us about the process of building this, right? Talk the back and forth between you and Casper, and how you brought this, essentially, this platform to life.
Well, I think the focus is on the user experience, and I think when we saw clearly in our heads that, you know, the problem we're trying to solve, we knew that we're onto something, and then from that we started planning how the approach of how to solve the problem in what form or shape that solution might take. So today, Finalist is basically two main components. It's on the planner side, it's a dashboard where financial planners can log in to manage their to view their clients' finances, financial data, and it's the main interface in which a planner would be using to demonstrate to illustrate scenarios for to their clients. On the end user side, or the client side, would be the mobile app, which is what we call the KYC. Or Know Your Customer app, and that functions as a data collection tool, and you can download it right now on the App Store or the Play Store. So what the KYC app does is it enables anyone to fill up basic information like income, expenses, assets, and liabilities, and at the end of the day you get a financial health score. And it'll be in graphs and charts. Apart from that, you'll be able to put in things like specify life goals. Say, for example, if you're planning at some point in your life to go for a dream holiday or to own a dream car and things like that. And all these life goals naturally have expenses and liabilities attached to them. So what we'll do is then, based on income and expenses, based on the current financial standing, the app will be able to tell you how possible it is, or at least give you a gauge. But then up to a certain point, the app will then, I encourage you to then connect with a planner. So in that way, the KYC functions as a CRM tool or lead generation tool for planners. So once, of course, with the consent of the user has clicks a button basically, and finally, finalist automatically pairs that user with a planner, and then the planner would then receive all the information from the client, and then follow up with an appointment, to follow up and to basically take it, further. So that's the user journey, so to speak, for finalists. In terms of the tech itself, it's primarily web based. The dashboard is web based, so it's not complicated technology. The mobile app is available on for Android and iOS. In terms of what we are building right now, on the back end side, we're constantly finding new ways to make the whole user experience easy and more engaging. Mm-hmm. And AI is one area that we are exploring actively.
In what way are you exploring AI when it comes to a finalist?
Well, at the end of the day, it's basically about finding new and improved ways or more efficient ways to answer, to solve the problem and to deliver value to the customer through the planner, right? At Finalist, we say AI is the UI. Very soon planners will be able to interact with an AI-powered assistant to perform all the same functions as they can in the dashboard through a chat-like interface.
Will you be using one of the... Well, there are only two big ones right now. Are you going to be using GPT or Gemini to power it?
It's powered by GPT, mm-hmm. by OpenAI, yeah.
And that's going to be... you're leveraging that LLM to help you with your AI components of it. Mm-hmm. What was the most challenging part in the process of building this, right? Because, again, realizing the different... putting this together must have been a little bit of back and forth, I'm sure. From your experience, what was the most difficult part of building this?
In terms of...
Or most challenging part? Like, for you, there's a big selling point here, right? Which is simplifying.
Yeah.
Not always the That's easiest right. thing yeah. to do. Mm. Was that the key challenge here?
Yeah, I think making something simple, making something difficult and turning it simple, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. And that's the paradox there. It's from where we began, it's from our starting point, compared to the other offerings in the market, which are built by financial professionals in the financial industry, for us, it's really about starting at the drawing board because, people would not know better. It's basically the starting point of, okay, I want to have better control of my finances. I want to be more financially savvy. I want to stay on top of my finances. I want to get out of debt. How can design and technology assist with that? So it's basically from that starting point, we combine it with the industry's best practices that Casper and Eric brought to the table. Mm-hmm. And then, the technology is the thing that basically just the way in which we felt that, web-based would be best because it's easiest, it's lowest barrier of entry. You can take it with you, basically. Yeah.
There's some beautiful copy on the website, right? Mm-hmm. It's designed to enhance financial health, employing advanced technology to streamline cash flow management, investment strategies, insurance planning. Talk to us about that advanced tech, right? How much tech is there actually here? Or is this just very beautiful copy that was written?
Well, I think the cutting edge innovation here is really our innovation with AI. AI is great for real-time processing power. It's great for doing all the heavy lifting. Mm. So in Finalist case, we use AI to process natural human language and crunch numbers in real time. AI replaces hours of manual calculation on the part of the planner, mm-hmm. whether it's filling out a retirement calculator in Excel or writing everything down in pen and paper. But by letting tech do the work, planners gain precious time to develop relationships with their clients. Our AI feature will also enable planners to answer off-the-cuff questions, like what we're having right now, and that might come up during appointments. So basically, by having the answers at the fingertips and the data to back them up, it puts planners in a good light, and this helps build trust with their clients because they become more knowledgeable and perhaps appear to be more professional, thanks to AI.
Now this this is a subscription business, and you've got three tiers. You've got the basic, which is I think 88 or something along those lines, 88 ringgit a month. The professional, which is 188 a month. You've also got enterprise plans, and Casper earlier mm-hmm. talked about white labeling as correct. Well, for let's say a big firm comes into play or a big insurance provider comes into play mm-hmm. With a large agency force, and they want to white label the product for themselves. So there are different custom plans there, I'm sure. But in terms of revenue today, I know you just launched it. You're in a mm-hmm. soft launch right now. Is the company generating revenue? And if so, where are you at?
Okay, so basically, we kind of soft launch it because, as you know, it's a financial product. We need a lot of validation. Mm-hmm. The good thing is we already in the business for long. So with our existing network, we actually got a lot of group of people into the game to just try it out. The app and giving us feedback, and we can actually make it better if we foresee any like very good comments or feedback from our users, right? So because of this, we give up a lot of bulk discount and coupons and trials to all our existing networks. So in fact, now we're actually still in that kind of process on getting feedbacks and such to perfect the product. But this thing will never have like the one day, you know, you come up with like the perfect product. It's an ongoing process. But at this point in time, we're actually focusing a lot on our existing network as well as B2Bs. So we will put a lot of effort to, at this point, to get those bigger companies, bigger agencies to adopt this as their product for their wealth advisors to use. Because in fact, some is quite close on, you know, getting a deal on, things like that. So we can see from a lot of this testing and feedback, everyone is quite impressed with the functionality and the ease of use of this product, actually. So yeah, we're looking quite exciting on this year, you know, to getting profitable very soon. And yeah.
So you're looking at profitability this year already, but what are you yep. looking in terms of revenue growth this year, right? So you've just started making money. Mm-hmm. What are you expecting in terms of revenue this year?
So we are definitely aiming on our journey on hitting our first million, which is kind of on our pathway on this. Yeah.
So yep. this year, the aim is to hit your seven-figure yes. mark, hit the million yes. ringgit mark yes. revenue this year.
We spent too long on development. It's time to make some money on this.
While also having a very clear path to profitability, it seems.
Yes.
Do you expect to... Because I guess the money's mm-hmm. already been spent developing it, so now mm-hmm. it's all just about acquiring users and going. Mm-hmm. And it's a very B2B kind of yeah. situation.
At this point, yes. At this point. But eventually, it's not. But because when it's starting, we need to have some clear path, which we're going to focus on B2B at this moment. Mm-hmm. But eventually, it's like open, you know, everyone can just go on and subscribe and just use it. And we mentioned earlier, it's so easy to use, everyone can adopt. So it's actually just open for everyone. It's just that the on the management side, we kind of still in the talking with a few B2Bs and we're going to spend some resources on that at this point. Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about the margins and as well whether you're looking for funding in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Folks, I've been speaking with Casper Fu and DJT. They are the co-founders of financial planning platform Finalist. I'm Roshan Gunnison. You're listening to Open for Business. We'll be back in just a bit. So keep it here to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Burden-free Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to Open for Business. I'm Roshan Gunnison, and this morning I'm speaking with Casper Fu and TJT, co-founders of Finalist, a financial planning platform that was unveiled earlier this year. Gentlemen, you've been working on this product for 2-3 years now. Mm-hmm. I think, Casper, you had this idea, I think, on a walk with your dog during COVID-19, if I heard that correctly earlier. but basically, it was born out of the pandemic. Yes. You have a financial planning background, but more focused on the insurance side, if I understand it correctly. DJ, you bring the tech and the product side to the equation. Yep. Together, you've been trying to build a platform that simplifies the financial planning process for financial planners, insurance agents, and unit trust consultants. Also, to bring that simplicity to be able to, I guess, improve conversions as well. Because yep. right now, a lot of the industry relies on Excel sheets, yep. Static decks, and in-house tools that only have one product in play, I think, most of the time. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about how you're aiming to hit seven figures this year, right? That million ringgit mark this mm-hmm. year, having taken pre-revenue basically for the last 2 years. Talk to us a little bit about the margins here, because given that it's a subscription business, mm-hmm. most SaaS businesses are around at least 50% gross margins, right?
Something like
so
that.
So what kind of margins are do you expect finalists to have?
Okay. When we talk about margins that day on, you know, on our meeting and all that, we kind of don't have that actually clear percentage on it. Mm. So the good thing about us is we're a very lean team, you know. When we started this business, we already decided we want to go on this kind of style and grow with the business as it goes, right? So it's a lean team with a very tight cost control. We don't really like spend crazy a lot of money, and most money only spent on the product development side and to grow the business. So we don't really like a lot of cost on the operation end. So basically most revenue comes in, we just comes in on top. So we're talking about margin. So we don't really have a clear path, but we know our fixed cost, and as long as we can surpass it and it grows it, that's, you know, that's how we look at the whole thing. And of course, it grows with the business, but as a lean startup at our focus, we kind of sure that, you know, things don't just get out of hand suddenly. You know, we're going to outspend all our money within like a few months or a year. That probably not going to happen. Yeah.
So if you hit seven figures, you'll be immediate profitability. Is that the expectation?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
For sure.
How have you funded this venture so far? I mean, 2-3 years. Yes, both of you have your own businesses and your own careers. This is a currently side project, although very big side project, of course. How have you funded this so far?
Okay, it started with bootstrapping, basically. So we discussed how much is needed and in terms of the product development side, and we have a timeline on how all this like money been needed along the way. Mm-hmm. So definitely we start with somewhere around $500,000 when you first started. So mainly just focusing on, you know, finalizing and building and everything about the products. And now that part is done, right? So even now, actually, we're raised another few close to 500,000 as well, that just mainly focusing on the AI side and as well as our next module and marketing, which is important during the launching. So most of all this money and funding will just probably focusing on, you know, to pushing out the business and growing the business at this point. So the good thing about us is the cost for our business is quite tight in terms of the control and everything. So yeah, we're actually exciting on the AI development on the money spent. Probably is a money well spent on it, you know. Because from the demo that TJ that showed us everything at this point, it's crazy. Even we didn't expect that in our first place. We impressed ourselves by just looking at few of the example itself. So yeah, that's something to look forward to.
I mean, the GPT, the LLMs out there provide a lot of power, right?
Yes.
But they're also expensive, and if they're not, if not now, they will be.
Yeah,
for sure, it's going to be a key cost factor. So raise 500,000 initially to build the product. You raise another 500,000 to include build out the AI, but also market the product. Is that correct? To go and take it to market and acquire customers, basically.
Yes.
So you've raised ₿1 million so far.
Somewhere around that. Yeah.
Are you looking to raise more?
At this point, we don't have that plans yet, but of course, going future, yes, because we want to scale the business. So it depends, because at this point, the last 500K is about, we just settled it recently. So in the future, down the road that we plan, another amount will be raised to just when we want to scale up to even out of Malaysia. That's the plan, actually. Since day one, we already built it with the pipeline that this product will be scaled around Southeast Asia, because the business practices around Southeast Asia is very similar. So the amount of money that we're going to raise in the future, we'll be focusing on that and building new modules. Yeah.
And so far, so you've raised that money. So the next time you raise money will be to scale it beyond the country.
Yeah.
Right now, you're still kind of in your product market fit stage. So I guess this money is going to take you to the end of that stage.
Yes, and correct.
What's going to be key in terms of acquiring? Actually, no, more importantly, yes, you're raising funds. But end of the day, what's stopping someone else with more resources? And as you raise more funds, people are going to ask you this question, right? From coming in and creating a similar product and competing with you here, right? Or competing you out of the market. Because yes, right now you've got that Malaysian advantage. You're building it for the country. Other products are built for other countries right now. That advantage isn't going to last forever.
Correct.
I think our main advantage, or at least the advantage we want to maintain, is speed. So once, now that we are out in the market, we want to execute on deals. We have been pursuing deals for the last couple of years already. Ever since it was from our early prototype stage, we've already started knocking on doors. And you know, right now we hope to see the fruits of that labor, and you know, and basically, you know, apart from our, you know, key strategic deals, is to, you know, is to leverage our existing agency network of planners, which are ready market. And it's not something that we need to educate from scratch. And they are already familiar with some of the tools out there, and we just, it's basically a case of showing them how our tool is better at, you know, making them helping them make sales, essentially, right? Make money and deliver value to the clients.
So your ability to help them convert is really going to be that make or break for this.
Yeah. Plus, yes. Another thing, growth, like you mentioned just now, it can be another thing, as in, to build this kind of product, you need two things, right? You need to have good financial knowledge, like financial planning knowledge for individual. And next is you need good tech people. So you need at least these two things to come together and make sure relationship is good to come up with something this like this, right? So I think, yeah, this it's not easy task to get this kind of two kinds of people in the same room and then make things work, right? Because everyone don't have each other knowledge. So the good thing for us is my brother Eric, which is co-founder, so he's actually a CFP lecturer for this. So talking about financial planning knowledge, I think he's kind of qualified for that.
So we're like we're like at a train the trainer kind of level, like, essentially.
That's why he spent some time, you know, to even teach them what's about financial planning and make them understand how all these things works. And then to combine this with tech, I think that's the magic on it.
I think it's a combination of a good product, you know, the right networks connection, the right experience, and also you know, our job doesn't just stop at us, you know, selling licenses to a company. It's basically about onboarding. It goes all the way from onboarding agents and, you know, to get them started on this journey, because we want finalists to be a sustainable solution in the market that would, you know, continue to deliver value. And that's how, you know, word gets around. We build more success stories that way. And, you know, nothing speaks better than success that way.
Gentlemen, I think it's a bit too early to talk about exit and all of that, so we'll leave that for a future conversation when you've hit past your first million, of course. Thank you so much for your time, though.
Thank you very much for having us here.
Folks, I've been speaking with Casper Fu and TJT, co-founders of financial planning platform Finalist, that came out earlier this year. If you missed any part of this conversation, you can catch the podcast on the BFM app. Our shows are also available on wherever you listen to podcasts. Just look for Open for Business. I'm Roshan Gunnison. You've been listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM
89.9. You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.